The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into the vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock in the morning, the landowner saw others standing idly in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too, go into the vineyard, and I will give you what is just." And they went. Again, he went out around noon and around 3 o'clock in the afternoon and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around, and he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day long?" But they answered, "No one has hired us." And he said to them, "You too go into the vineyard." And when it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the end, the last, and finishing with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, we who bore the burdens of the day." And he said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? As for you, are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Before we have our Haiti mission, I want to say a special word of commendation and gratitude to our lectors, who very diligently prepare, and to our cantor, Kate, who calls us to prayer. So thank you very much for your gifts to the liturgy.
Some years ago, there was a little boy, Jimmy, born in the violent, tragic slum of Cité Soleil, Haiti. The only world he knew was the desperate conditions of the slum. No electricity, no running water, no sewage disposal. But he was somewhat unique in one way. His shack, his home, had both a mother and a father, and they loved him deeply. To circumvent the competing gangs, Jimmy's parents sent him to the Hands Together school. He was a quick learner. From books sent from the States, he studied and mastered English. He also discovered that he had a rare musical talent. He and his guitar, also sent from the States, became one. When Jimmy graduated from high school, Father Tom invited him to join the Hands Together staff as a liaison for visitors. Inspired by how much people from the States had given to Haitians, whom they had never even seen or met, Jimmy wrote his song, "It Is Possible." These are Jimmy's dreams for his country and a celebration of all that Hands Together has done. Jimmy is living proof of the miracle that Hands Together has wrought in Haiti. Please give generously to inspire many more Jimmys.
Family in the USA West Coast, our Holy Family family. A few years before the earthquake, I was in a small hut with Jimmy. He was just finishing his eighth grade year. He was always kind of a dynamic kid. And I was in this hut, which is in a town called Bellico, and it's at the end of the a long little peninsula that juts out into the Caribbean Sea. And at the very, very end of the peninsula was this small hut where this little girl and the mother were inside. And it was surrounded by pig pens with pigs in it. Shortly afterward, we would build our sixth school, what would be called the Monsignor Clem Connolly School, in an area that we cleared all the pigs out of there, and we built a school for that. And Jimmy was there inside the hut with me, and the little girl was sitting on a dirt floor. She moved her little bedding over the side, the little blanket she used to sleep in, and she was coloring in a coloring book that had been sent down by Holy Family as part of a container of stuff, and she was staring at a picture of a colored-in object that she was replicating. And the mother was busy, you know, she's just busy trying to make some kind of cream of wheat type of thing for dinner, and she got the water from a sewage canal with a broken Coke bottle. She's pouring in the little thing, and it smelled and was hot. The little girl was skinny and malnourished. There was no father there. The little girl's coloring away, and you probably heard me tell this story, but this is how it really happened. And she said, Mama, qui salie là? What is this picture of? And the mother looked at it, and she looked over at me, and I said, ça c'est un papillon. That's a butterfly. And she said, Mama, c'est belle, it's très belle, it's beautiful. And the mother said, oui, c'est belle. And the little girl said, Mama, est-ce que papillon, est-ce que yo vrai, est-ce que yo existe? Mama, are they real? Are butterflies real? And she looked at me and I said, oui, they're real. And Mama said, yeah, oui, yo existe. And the little girl said, I want to see one. And the mother looked at her and said, you'll never see one. There's no way a butterfly can live here where you live. And Jimmy sat there and he nodded his head and as if he's agreeing with the mother. And the magnitude of what was just spoken to me almost overwhelmed me. And I felt like I was standing in two different worlds. With one world, how many mothers at that moment in that slum were saying the same thing to their children? That there's no way that anything beautiful can exist in your life. And you are not worth enough to have anything beautiful or dream or anything else alive inside of you. And I began to feel a chill at how evil that was. And how contrary to everything that I've ever believed and taught as a Catholic human being. And I felt this strong, strong sense to turn right to Jimmy and say, no, Jimmy, it is possible. And I was just so grateful for the teachings of our Catholic Church that teach me that little girl is a dwelling place of the human spirit and she's born with a dignity that she can never, ever lose. And she needs to be told that. And she needs to understand it and feel it when she comes into our school buildings. And I said, no, it is possible, Jimmy. And I thought, the reason it came to me so quickly, it's possible because Carl Holtzschneider will sit down at a table and he'll say it's possible. Or Clem Connolly, or Cambria, or Mary Nally, or any of the many, many people that your parish will look at me and will say, don't worry, Doug, that's possible. We'll do it together. It's about being Catholic. It's about believing in life. It's about realizing that we don't exist for ourselves. Whatever gifts and graces were given to us are not meant for us. They're meant for that little girl and other people. Jesus needs to flow through us and help other people. So it is possible, thanks to you, to help the little girl and help a lot more people, and we need your help. And I want to thank you, Holy Family, for everything you've done for us, and ask for your prayers, and I'm going to call up my mentor and my best friend, Father Tom. God bless you all.
It's good to be here. I remember some 12 years ago standing here and looking out at you and calling you my fellow missionaries. More than ever, I believe that now with my whole heart, my whole soul, that indeed each and every one of you is a missionary. You need not have to go to Africa or Latin America or Haiti where I am, but the Lord God has given to each and every one of us a mission. And you've got to believe that. Someone once said that a mission by itself, though, is pure drudgery. And a dream by itself is pure nonsense. But a dream and a mission together is the hope of the world. As a priest now for almost 48 years, I've traveled all over the United States and seen many parishes, but I've never found a parish like Holy Family, where somehow the mission and the dream is connected. I've never found a parish where the Eucharist is more authentic. 12 some years ago, I was having a tough time in Haiti, and my mission indeed was overwhelming and felt like real drudgery. Someone said there's two Blancs at the door, at the gate, knocking. A Blanc in Haiti means a foreigner. I said, well, bring him in. I looked at them, and for the first time, I saw the face of Clem Connolly, Monsignor Connolly, and Carl. And they said, we would like to connect our parish with what's happening here. I said, is it possible? And they said, yes, but there's such a difference in the people and the culture. He said, yes, it's possible. And I look back over those 12 years, and I think of the people who shook their heads and said, there can't be a water well dug here. We now have 400, and 1 million people are getting free water or clean water every day. It is possible, thanks to you. People shook their heads and said, you can't have a free school in the city Soleil. It would not happen. And Doug and I started one classroom. And everyone, I remember the Salesian priest there, Father Volel, saying, it's not possible not to have a free school. You can't do it. We now have 146 classrooms. And our dream is that someday we'll double that, because there's long lines of people this week wanting to get into those schools because they have no schools. People would shake their heads and say, you can't feed all those people. One day, we have fed as many as 200,000 people. Thanks to you. And thanks to Clem, Carl, and your wonderful leadership. I shared the story at the other masses. Last year, it seems like every year I say, well, things couldn't get any worse, but they really did this year. But when I left here, Doug and I left here, we went straight back to Haiti. While we got there, a hurricane happened, and it was a tough one for the people of Haiti, much worse than this time. All the southern part of Haiti was wiped out, every church, every house. And we tried to get there. Now, the year before, we had a hot, bad hurricane, too, and the sisters accompanied us up to Gonaive. When we got there, we found the body of the priest who was their chaplain dead there in their house. And water was up to the top of the house. And so we said, sisters, we got to go together. And sister says, well, Father, I asked the UN if we could use their helicopter. And they said, no. I said, yes, we asked to. You can't. We have to go by truck. And we lined up a big caravan, and we bought this tin coverings for roofs because all the houses were down. We bought 4,500 for $10 a piece, thanks to you. And we had a caravan of vehicles. And I said, sisters, you can go with us. She said, oh, we will. The next day, they weren't there. So we had over almost a day and a half getting there. We were attacked by bandits. All sorts of things happened. It was a tough trip. We get there, all the sisters are waving at us. They're there. I said, sisters, how did you get here? They said, oh, Father, we went by helicopter. I said, sisters, how do you? The UN said no, they won't give you the helicopter. Oh, they said no to us too. But how did you get here? Oh, we went up to the helicopter and sat there and started our rosary. And after the third decade, they said, all right, we'll take you. And they said, Father, you don't have faith. You got to have better, stronger faith. But it's true. Those wonderful nuns keep that dream and that mission together. But my fellow missionaries, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I want to thank you, Clem, Monsignor Connolly, not for just what you did here, but you know what? You've renewed my faith in the priesthood. And your parish makes me proud of being a Catholic. And I think we can continue to work together and try to build a better world. God bless you, God love you, and thanks for having us here. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tom, and thank you, Doug. You know, we've been in Haiti now for a number of years, and I think we're all convinced that Haiti has done more for Holy Family than we have done for Haiti. Haiti has taught us that we have an abundance. The people of Haiti have taught us that to share gives a deeper meaning to our lives and a deeper understanding what it means to follow Jesus Christ. Haiti has taught us that our blessings are many, and our blessings are given to us to be shared. And that has been our tradition and for a long time here at Holy Family. Karl Holschneider deserves more credit than the people give him here. I mean, he was more responsible for the Haiti mission than I was. I was there and in the beginning, but Karl is he is the inspiration, and so I want to make sure we're saying that correctly. I want to urge you to continue the gift that we give to Haiti and the gifts that come back to us. So you'll find in the pews today there's a brochure about Haiti and an envelope. I want you to think about that. I want you to continue the gift and the tradition which we have of belonging to Haiti and Haiti belonging to us. So please seize the moment. It's a moment of grace. It's a moment of inspiration. Tom and Doug bring the teaching of Haiti to us. We have been so blessed here at Holy Family in Mission Haiti that we have migrated to other parishes. In other words, other parishes take up collections for Holy Family mission in Haiti. That's how contagious it is, and that's the way the grace of God works. The more we give, the blessings come back. So our family here in this community has been incredibly blessed by belonging to Haiti. So I want you to consider a generous gift to Haiti today, so that somehow the blessings of the people of Haiti will continue to grow within this community. Thank you very much for your great inspiration of the years past, and I'm sure that our best tradition will continue. And now, I would like you to give an applause to indicate your belonging and your gifting.
Very special.
Thank you.